Welcome to the City Confessions. I'm Marianne Yip, a native New Yorker, and I'm here to discuss all the thoughts that go through the minds of people living in New York City. Since I'm a native who was born and raised in the city that never sleeps, I come across people who are constantly in a rush. I would like to take a moment to sit down and talk about what's on their minds and what keeps them up at night. So sit back and let's dive into these confessions of people I know and people I just met. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to season 8 of the City Confessions. Your girl took a 3-month hiatus, and I'm finally ready to pick up my podcast and also to update all of you on my life updates. So how this normally works is that every time I start a new season, I have a solo episode where I just give an overview of what to expect for the upcoming season, as well as what the hell is going on in my life. And I have a lot to say. If you're listening to this at home, feel free to grab a glass of wine, some popcorn. If you're listening to this on the road or walking or whatever, just make sure you are not distracted. If you also follow me on Instagram, I know that I've alluded a couple of times that I'm going through some personal things and that I'm not ready to talk about it, and that when the time is right, you will all be in the know. And I really wanted to tie in the start of season 8 with my announcement, because I think it's appropriate to kind of have a new chapter. And given that it's fall, which is my favorite season, and we are gearing up for the last quarter of 2022, I just think, again, timing is right. I'm not gonna beat around the bushes, so I'm just gonna come out and let you all know. Drum roll, please. That I am pregnant. It is so weird for me to say that out loud, because basically I'm telling the world that I am having a baby and I am going to be a mom. And I know for those who know me personally or have been following me or listening to my podcast for a while, this may come as a shock, just because it's not like I follow the traditional routes. I am not married. I am not in this long, you know, term relationship. And I will, you know, spill the tea, but I'm not going to reveal everything, just because I am cautious of certain aspects of my life that I like to keep private and certain aspects that I believe are okay to be shared with the public. Okay, so we're not going to talk about how this happened, because I'm sure we all know how this happened. But let me first start off by saying that I am happy. I am really, really happy. I am in a really good place. I have an amazing person by my side, and I'm really excited to start this journey with him. For, I guess, reference, I don't even know where to begin, because there's so much to tell. But let's backtrack. When I launched my book Unhinged in March 1st of this year, I did a lot of self-promotion and connecting with my network to obviously get the word around, to get the word out. And that took place basically all of March. And I connected with Alexis, who is the founder of New York City Date Night. We met up for coffee, and she was so kind enough to basically invite me to be a guest on the panel for her talk and her masterclass with Vince Camuto. Long story short, I attended, and it was very last minute. I did no preparation because it was going to be all about my book. I went into it with an open mind, And honestly, I had the best time ever. It was so great to be on stage and to just speak. And I think it connects to why I do my podcast, because I do love speaking in a way to engage an audience. And I remember there was one question that Alexis asked me on stage, and she said, how am I meeting people these days? And at the time, I had just deleted the Hinge app. And I did that because I really wasn't on the app. I wasn't active on it for over a year. And the only reason why I kept it was because I thought if I was going to have a sequel to Unhinged, that I wanted to reference the initial conversations on the app as I did for my first book. But knowing that I, again, wasn't going on any dates, I felt that it was time to move on and to just meet somebody naturally. I didn't think that anything that was basically possible, because let's be honest, dating in New York is really difficult and really hard. But the talk ended, and then I was in a rush to go to lunch, and I went to the back to pick up my things. And this is when this guy stopped me, and he asked if my book was for guys. And I was like, no, not really. But I donated some of my books for the event, and I had a spare copy in the tote bag. So I said, you know, here, you can have it. Maybe it would be helpful. Again, not thinking anything of it. We had a bit of a small talk. And again, I was in a rush. So we wrapped it up really quickly, and I went to the back to get my belongings. And as I was heading to the door, he basically runs after me and asks me, or tells me, you know, sorry, this may be too forward, but can I get your number? And I will say, looking back, that was so bold. And if you know me, and if you've read Unhinged, I always go for older men, because I have always been drawn to just more mature guys and guys that have their lives figured out and were ready for a serious commitment, since I am looking for something serious. So the first question I ask him is, how old are you? And I could tell that he was taken back by it, and he said 27, and I was like, oh, like that literally, I don't want to say it was a turnoff, but I just felt like, why? So I said, I think you're too young for me. And he said, how old are you? And I said, 30. And he says, just a couple of years. And at this time, again, I was such in a rush. He caught me off guard. I was like, okay, whatever. Here, you can have my number. I put in his phone, and I left. I called my sister, and I texted a few of my friends at the event to tell them what happened. Only because if you think about this, this does not happen. Like, I'm telling you, in New York City, these like random occurrences just don't happen. And I was surprised, because there was just so many factors that were just weird with alignment. First of all, I don't know Alexis. I met her like 2 weeks prior to her inviting me to be on her panel, and she didn't need to do this. Second of all, I was in Cabo with my friend the day before, and we were going to extend our trip. So if we did that, I wouldn't even have been at the event. Third of all, the event was female dominant, because Vince Camuto is a fashion brand, and he wasn't supposed to be there either. So long story short, I'm not going to get into our little love story, because I may or may not be writing about this in a future book or a future article or something. But we connected, you know, via text. He took me out on a date the next day. I was pleasantly surprised by him. We hit it off. And the rest is history, okay? So that leads me to the present day. He is the father of my child, so it's not a random stranger. It wasn't planned, so let me just put it out there. It wasn't planned, and the reason why I've been so hush-hush about everything is because, one, as you can imagine, this was like a huge shock for the both of us, and I needed to basically sort through what the hell was happening in my life before I exposed myself. And second of all, it was a very stressful time because when I found out that I was pregnant, and this was back in May, well, I found out in the middle of June, but I had been pregnant for like 6 weeks by then. My doctors informed me that I was considered high risk. And if you haven't heard my previous confessions, I had open heart surgery when I was 24 years old, and that automatically puts me as high risk for the baby. And I'm sure most of you know this, but 12 weeks or the first trimester is also just high risk for miscarriage. So I, at the time, didn't really want to jinx it, for lack of a better word, and I just wanted to kind of keep this moment and this new secret until everything was, in the clear for me. And that's why I've also took a step back off of social. And so let's talk about pregnancy symptoms first. I didn't have any bad pregnancy symptoms. I didn't have morning sickness, which I am super grateful for. What I did have was extreme fatigue. Like, I was so tired. And I could tell, like, there was just like body hormonal changes happening. And it was stressful because you have to wait basically, what, every 2 weeks. At least for me, it was every 2 weeks to see the doctor to make sure everything was okay. And every day my symptoms would change. So sometimes I literally would feel like I was not pregnant. And when you're already in the zone for high risk, you're anxious and you think something could be wrong. So waiting for each appointment was nerve-wracking. I never had the time to really like be excited about being pregnant. I was just always scared. And I took a genetic test in week 10, which again is really early. I do everything early because I'm high risk. And that took another 3 weeks for me to wait for the results. And thankfully, everything came out normal. And it's just so weird how timing works because also my sister was pregnant at the time. She and I are really, really close. We were only 13 months apart. And we used to joke around being like, oh my God, what a fun day. We're pregnant together. And again, I don't know if we manifested this, but that's how it came about. My nephew was due 1 week before his due date, and that was the same day that I got the news that everything was okay in terms of the genetic testing, which I don't know, was a sign from the universe, I guess. So once I was in the clear for like 12 weeks, that is when I began to tell my family and close friends. And if you're listening to this, I just want to say, and you didn't know about it, please don't take it personally. Like, I am the type to realize that this is a really sensitive topic for me personally because I've never been through it and I handled it the way I thought was best for my mental health. And with that being said, I am currently, as I'm recording this, 20 weeks, so I'm halfway through my pregnancy. And I'm just over the moon. I sometimes get really, really emotional because I've always wanted to be a mom, and I feel like babies are blessings, babies are miracles, and I can, question why this is happening or how this is happening or freak out about the unknowns and just worry about all the external factors. But at the end of the day, I am so blessed, so grateful, so connected with this baby, and I'm finally loving this whole pregnancy journey. They say that the second trimester is the honeymoon, and yes, I am feeling so good. So I feel really, really relieved now that the news is out. I will admit that I brushed through some details because, again, they're personal, but the gist of it is that this pregnancy wasn't planned. I know the timing is insane, but I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason, and that what's meant for me is my reality. So I'm not going to, you know, go against what's happening in my life, and I'm learning to see the pros of it, and I know my life is going to change drastically. You know, am I excited? Absolutely. But am I also scared as fuck? Yes. I don't think anybody can ever truly be prepared to be a mom. I'm grateful again to have my sister by my side and to have exposure to that motherhood life, because again, I have a baby nephew now and I'm going to have, you know, a baby of my own soon. But I'm ready to take this ride, and I'm ready to share it with all of you, because for a long time, or for the past, you know, 3 months, I haven't been able to celebrate, and now I finally am. Not only am I going to be a mom, but, you know, I'm in this new, healthy, and loving relationship with this guy that came into my life unexpectedly. And as I'm recording this, I'm in my apartment surrounded by boxes, and that is why I'm not having the video component on. But I'm also moving. So when you all hear this, I'm already in my new apartment with my partner, but there are so many changes going on. You know, I would never imagine that this was the life that I was living even a few months ago or in the beginning of the year, and it just goes to show that life is unexpected and so much can change. Because when I look back in March, which was only April, May, June, July, 6 months ago, I was single. I launched my book. I was talking about, you know, being single as a superpower and empowering women to own wherever they're at their lives. And I did not have much luck with my love life. I also wasn't looking, you know, I was really focused on myself and this book. And I joke around and I tell my boyfriend that, you know, I had to write a book about men to meet him. And it truly is a beautiful, beautiful love story, but also one that took, that went from 0 to 100 real, real quick. But I'm so, so glad to be doing this with him. And you know, that's it. Like, I know this is not traditional, and I don't really care what people have to say. All I know is that when I close my eyes and I'm present with my life and accepting everything that's happening, I feel joy. I'm so, so happy. And I have no idea what's going to happen because, again, my life is changing drastically. But I'm so ready for it, because if the universe didn't think I was ready for it, I would not be given this opportunity. And this is such a beautiful, beautiful opportunity to have. With all that being said, I also feel like I'm mourning, or I'm struggling with my identity right now, because I went from being single, living alone, to now transitioning into living with somebody else, to being in a relationship, to being a mom soon. I'm also going to be a dog mom. So it's not just, you know, one thing changing. It's almost every single part of me. And I'm learning to accept that and also make room for this new person that I'm going to be. And as we all know, like with social media, it's not always an accurate reflection of your life, but in some way it's, you know, you alter it to a certain extent. But for me, I know my content is going to change because, yeah, I'm not going to be able to travel as much as I have or as much as I want to, but I'm also okay with that. I'm okay with letting old parts of me go because they serve me at that time, And now I'm ready for this new chapter. As always, I record my podcast talking openly and authentically, so I don't know if this episode is a little bit of everywhere or if I could have had a better structure. But I do know that I will probably do like a Q&A on my Instagram, so if you want to, you guys can follow me there. Because I know there are a lot of questions. I know that this is a shock, and I know that nobody expected it because, again, it's not like I was in a relationship. It's not like I was married or like I was trying for a baby or anything. This came just unexpectedly. So I know I can't really focus on, what other people think. Ever since I found out I was pregnant, it's being a mom. It's what's best for me and this baby. And yeah, I also think it's crazy because it's definitely the hormones, but I definitely have cried, I guess, for no reason, multiple times throughout this pregnancy. And when I sometimes think at the fact that I'm actually carrying a baby, it's just so beautiful. Like when I go to my doctor appointments and I listen to the heartbeat and I see this baby moving in me, I'm like, wow, there is a life being created and forming before my eyes. And soon I will get to meet this little special human. And yeah, if you're wondering, I am due in February. So I'm halfway through my pregnancy. So grateful. And now that I have said it out loud, I feel like a whole burden has been lifted because now I can share openly and talk more about like what I'm going through, how I'm feeling, what my day to day looks like. So that's a pretty good overview of my life updates. As far as my confession for this season, for this episode, is that I have no idea how to go about this. I don't think there's a rule book. And if I, were to have written my life chapter as of the present, I couldn't even write this up myself. And I am scared 100%, but I'm also confident in my maternal instincts and in myself. I feel like I've gone through a lot of instances throughout my life, and I am so obsessed with self-development and self-awareness that I feel like I've gained tools to navigate this wave, this beautiful wave. And if there's one thing I can confidently say is that I'm going to be a great mom, a badass mom, and it's just a really, really exciting time in my life right now. I'm so happy to be going through this, and I can't wait again to take you all along with me throughout this journey. So thank you for listening to this episode. It's again season 8. Now that I again have wrapped that up, what can you all expect from season 8? I will be having more guests on. I have already pre-recorded the first month of episodes, and everybody that I've talked to so far did not know that I was pregnant, so they might be in shock to be listening to this as well. But yeah, I am ready to still work. I am ready to still have inspiring conversations with people. So if you are listening as I am starting this new season, if you would like to be on my podcast, or if you know anybody else who would be an amazing guest, feel free to connect with me on Instagram or email me, and I have all of my information in the show notes. My only requirement is a strong tie to New York City, because this is called the City Confessions, and I will always dedicate each episode for what the city has given me and what the city continues to give me. Feel free to also rate this podcast and share it with a friend if you feel called to. With that being said, your girl is so happy now. I can finally breathe. And I don't even know. I'm just so happy. Wow. Life. Anyways, I need to get back to packing because my space is so cluttered right now, but I am determined to finish everything and start this new chapter in my life. Thank you all for listening. Have a beautiful day or week, and stay tuned for next week's, because we have a new guest and more upcoming amazing guests. All right. Bye.